We're talking to Garrett Reed, the president of the Oklahoma FFA Association here for 2015. And Garrett, let's talk a little bit about your career with the FFA organization. You're kind of coming down to kind of a real milestone for you, and one of those end of a journey type events, or our state convention. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But let's talk about the beginnings. Tell me a little bit about what got you interested, or what kind of created the spark that got you into ag education and as a result FFA.
Well, I started out showing cattle throughout 4-H. And it was really a lot of the older FFA members that I looked up to that caused me to want to be in FFA. They were never too good to help out a little 4-H'er like me, drag my heifer to the wash rack, or give me that last second piece of advice or pep talk. And some of the older FFA members were some of my biggest role models whenever I was younger. So I was pretty excited whenever I was able to join the FFA. I was still a little nervous about it, though. I didn't really know what to expect, but it was definitely those people earlier on that kind of pushed me, that really helped me out, and that kind of inspired me to want to go ahead and join the FFA my freshman year.
So you started as a freshman. Of course, as a freshman, everybody pretty well goes through the process of reciting the creed.
That's exactly right. And at the time, reciting the creed in front of my class seemed to be a pretty big obstacle. I was not the first one to get up in front of the room to want to say the creed. It was kind of a daunting task at first. But I think that was one of the biggest things that really helped my confidence, because I ended up finding one of my big passions of public speaking. And it all started with giving that FFA creed in front of my class.
Now, if you were showing cattle as a 4-H'er before FFA, that was probably where you really entered and had the most interest in when it came to the blue and gold jacket, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. It was mainly so I could go ahead and keep showing cattle. I hung up the green jacket and for the blue jacket, but then once I got in the FFA, my eyes were opened up to a lot more opportunities. I had no idea about the public speaking and the different CDE contests as well. One thing that I really enjoyed quite a bit was the horse judging. That was something that I naturally fell into. My chapter had a pretty strong tradition in judging horses, and something that I was very passionate about throughout my 4 years in FFA.
Tell me about a couple of the experiences that just kind of stand out in your mind. Horse judging obviously is one of them, but what really kind of that you remember maybe best about some of the things you've done during those high school years in FFA?
I think one thing that really stands out, and I know this may seem cliche, but it's the growth that I made in such a short amount of time. I was that shy, quiet freshman that really didn't want to have to do a whole lot, but my ag teacher really inspired me to do a lot more. He's the one that really pushed me to get involved, and looking back on it, I'm so grateful for that, because I ended up learning so much more about the agricultural industry, more than I ever would have imagined, but also I grew as an individual. I think my confidence level, went through the roof after compared to my freshman year to my senior year. And if I hadn't joined the FFA, I don't know where I would be today.
Tell me a little bit about the process versus the chapter level, and then obviously at the state level, the decision to try to run for office and then achieve that goal.
Well, obviously, after my freshman year, I became very active in this organization. And my senior year of high school decided that, yes, this was something that I wanted to do. I wanted to run for a state office. There were so many people that were very influential in my growth, and I thought, maybe I can have that same impact that some of the older members had on me. That was my main driving force behind deciding to run for a state office. State convention my senior year, I get elected to Northeast District Vice President, and my freshman year in college served as a state officer. And it was nothing like I'd ever really imagined. There was a lot of work that went into it, but I was able to see those young FFA members, those eighth graders and those freshmen, truly making changes for the better. And it was always a reminder of, this is why I'm doing this. This is why I decided to run for a state office, to give back and to hopefully benefit them as well. Right now I'm in my second term as a state officer. I was elected as our state president at our last convention. And the dynamics have been a little bit different this year. I feel a little bit more responsibility as far as the success of the team and the success of our organization, but I've welcomed every opportunity that I've had, and it's been a great ride over the last 2 years. And it seems hard to imagine that in just 1 month from now, I will be unzipping this blue and gold jacket that I've had on for the past 6 years.
Tell me, you made that decision to go for that second year. You had to step out, obviously run again, go through that whole process, which is really pretty involved as far as getting the votes needed to win that office again. What really tipped you over the edge of saying, yeah, I want to try it again?
I just knew that there was still more work to be done. There are still more things that I could do to help this organization. There are still FFA members out there that want to be impacted. They are looking to make a change in their life. They are looking to find their true passion and calling. And if I can benefit one FFA member in our state, then a whole other year of service would be worth it to me.
One of the things I know that the state officer team has done, and perhaps you even did it at the chapter level to some extent, you had to always be working with adults, supporters of the organization. In the case of the state officer team, you work with some corporations and leadership within those corporations that are significant supporters of the FFA Foundation. What's been your interaction with them, and what's been your message to those supporters?
Well, every year we get to go on business and industry tours with our foundation director, Mr. Kendall Brashears. And it's basically to keep in touch with a lot of our sponsors, but to also thank them for their generous contributions, but also to showcase what this organization has not only done for us, but what it has done for FFA members across the state. We like to make the point that we're just a small representation of our membership, and to show them that their hard-earned dollars are going to something great. Their hard-earned dollars are going to impacting FFA members across the state.
Well, what sort of a message specifically do you give? You mentioned that you want to show them that you're kind of a representation of those FFA members all across Oklahoma. What are the two or three things that you really try to get across to them that FFA members are getting from the FFA?
I think the biggest thing I try to get across to them is sharing my personal story and where I came from and where I'm at today. I think that's the biggest thing because it's it's an example that they can see firsthand. They get to see the type of leaders and the type of speakers that we are and the knowledge that we have about our organization and the agricultural industry as well. But I think just being that person of sharing with them how I have personally changed, what it has done for me, and just making that point of I am just one of 27,000 people, that there are many more that have made a change very similar to mine, but unfortunately not all 27,000 can be here today. So I get to be that ambassador and to share with them the personal things, the personal growth that I have made over the last 4 years. I think that's the biggest thing I try to let them know is I'm just a representation of a much bigger picture.
What has FFA done for you then?
FFA has given me... It's given me so much. That's actually a pretty tough question to try to answer in one setting. But it's given me a passion and love for this organization and the agricultural industry. It's given me job opportunities. It's given me relationships with people I never thought I would ever, have. It's given me a great 6 years of my life. And like I said, I'll hang this jacket up and not too long from now. But the relationships and the memories and the skills that I have acquired and experienced as an FFA member will last a lifetime. And I feel like it has given me that solid foundation to continue on in my professional career after college.
You mentioned to me here just a little bit ago that the 2015 State FFA Convention follows kind of that national theme of a year this last fall in Louisville, Go All Out. How does your FFA experience, and how does the FFA experience of the members all across the state, how does that reflect that concept, that statement of going all out? What how does FFA measure up with that particular theme?
I think the Go All Out is a good representation of, as FFA members, we need to put everything that we have into this organization. The more you put into it, the more you will get out of it. And I feel like that we need to cherish every little moment that we have in this organization. Obviously, I was pretty active after my freshman year, but looking back, I could see so many more things that I wish I would have done. And that would be one of my biggest pieces of advice to younger members is go all out. Apply for that officer position. Go to that CDE contest. Try to put as much as you can into this organization as possible. It's done wonders for me, but I can tell where if I would have went just a little bit more, it would have done even much more for me as well. So I think that's the biggest thing is put everything you have while you're in this organization into it.
As state president, you're kind of leading the officer team this year to get ready for the 2015 convention coming up at the end of the month of April. How's the preparation going? Are you kind of excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm also a little nervous. It's a lot to prepare for. We've got our big binders full of parts that we have to have memorized, our banquets, the banquets that we MC. We have a lot of preparation between now and then, but it's a welcome preparation. It's looking forward to the closing of this year and to recognize everything that our members have done. But it is a lot of work to get to convention, but it'll all be worth it. It's worth it every year. And I know that this is one of the events that means the most to a lot of FFA members. You know, this is where we recognize the best of the best, and members from all across the state get to experience what convention is like. And we owe it to them to have a great convention and to be well prepared and to just have a great ending to a great year.
Give me a couple of the highlights that are going to happen this year at the convention.
Well, one thing that we have every year is our foundation concert. This year we are very pleased to have Aaron Watson as our musician. Aaron Watson is from Texas. He's kind of a red dirt country singer, but really excited to have him. Very classy gentleman. I know he'll put on a good show for us, and he was very excited when we contacted him. He jumped all over it. He's really looking forward to this, which we're pretty happy about as well.
And, you know, as you think about your years in high school, before you became an officer, state officer, you came to Oklahoma City several times to this state convention. What does it mean to that freshman or sophomore, even that junior that comes to Oklahoma City in the spring?
I think this is probably one of the biggest eye-opening experiences for not only FFA members, but the general population as well. Whenever you walk into a building and you see upwards of 10,000 Blue Jackets all together, I think it makes you realize that something is going right for this organization. We're doing something right. And I think that is one of the biggest times where FFA members really ignite that passion and realize that I want to do everything that I can to be here next year. And I think that's the same thing, the same drive and the same passion that they will end up applying to other areas in their CDEs and their SAEs. But it's just an eye-opening experience to, wow, I never knew the FFA could be this big. I never knew there were this many opportunities with it.
But let's say for a school board, okay. Somebody's got a superintendent. You know, we've got all these budgetary problems in Oklahoma. They're trying to decide, do we really need ag education? What is it going to be? Is it a good investment for our community, for our school, for our young people that are the students here of XYZ school district? What would be, how would you try to describe, or what would you tell them about FFA that might make a difference?
I feel like that I would try to share with them some of the successful people in the state of Oklahoma that have gone through the FFA program, but also share with them how FFA is just as vital as any other organization that you may have at a high school. Much like a coach teaches leadership with basketball or football, an ag teacher is going to teach leadership with agriculture, with agricultural education. And I feel like that, leadership is something that we all need. It's something that we all strive for, that our state needs more of. And I feel like I would share with them as well of just those personal stories of what it's done for me and what it's done for people that we know as well. I think that's one of the biggest things I would try to share.
Well, last question, maybe stay at that theme as far as, let's say you got a parent wondering about ag ed. And should they encourage their son or daughter to be in it, and why?
I would definitely encourage them to be in it because the FFA is so broad. It can encompass anybody from any walk of life. You don't have to be from a third-generation family farm. You can be from the inner city and still find something in the FFA. Yes, we are still an agricultural organization, but the things that we learn in the FFA, the leadership, the communication, is something that is vital throughout life, and I feel like the FFA truly teaches that. I feel like that the opportunities that it presents to you are unlike any other organization that I've been a part of, and I'm very grateful for that and would love to have everyone else have the same opportunities that I've had over the last 6 years.